you can impact digitally through AI millions of lives in a way that you never could before to really change behavior.
This is 401k Specialist Editor-in-Chief Brian Anderson, and this is the 401k Specialist Podcast. Artificial intelligence is a hot topic pretty much everywhere these days, and of course that includes the financial services industry, and by extension, the ever-growing financial wellness market. Today we've got a high-profile financial wellness pioneer who is also an early adapter on the AI front here to tell us about how AI is changing financial services, the need for trusted, safe, and effective financial wellness coaching, and how innovative AI tools can be a game changer. We're going to cover it all right after this brief message.
Let's face it, retirement planning can be confusing. At Jackson, we're working to make retirement clear for everyone, starting with you. Our easy-to-understand resources and user-friendly digital tools help simplify your entire experience. You can have confidence in your retirement with clarity from Jackson. Seek that clarity you deserve at Jackson.com. Jackson is short for Jackson Financial Incorporated, Jackson National Life Insurance Company, Lansing, Michigan, and Jackson National Life Insurance Company of New York, Purchase, New York.
Today, we're very happy to have Liz Davidson, founder and CEO of El Segundo, California-based Financial Finesse, as our guest on the 401k Specialist Podcast. Welcome, Liz.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, anyone familiar with financial wellness is probably familiar with Liz and Financial Finesse. What you may or may not be familiar with is just how deep into the artificial intelligence pool that Financial Finesse has already waded. A couple of years ago now, the company developed a first-of-its-kind AI-powered virtual financial coach dubbed AIMEE, an acronym which stands for Artificial Intelligence Motivating Employees Everywhere. Just a couple of weeks ago, the company was honored to be named the best personal finance platform in the 2024 FinTech Breakthrough Awards, thanks to AIMEE. So Liz, I'm wondering if you can start out by telling us a little bit more about your award-winning AIMEE.
It's really amazing what AI enables you to do and the exponential capabilities that it brings. So what AIMEE does is really enables mass personalization. So she gets very, very deep in her understanding of individual end users through, you know, both questions that she's asking as well as questions that they're asking her, and is able to create an incredibly personalized experience that includes an action item, content that is recommended, you know, based on how that person has interacted with AIMEE and with our overall digital financial wellness hub. And then, you know, ongoing notifications and messages to prompt action, which are, again, incredibly personalized. And I've always felt that, you know, people's favorite topic is not asset allocation. It's not finance, not even financial planners. It's themselves, right? And so this really represents a major shift from looking at finances in kind of buckets of topics or even broadly in life events or by demographics, and really, really getting to know each and every end user on an intimate basis and being able to do that at scale. So you can impact digitally through AI millions of lives in a way that you never could before to really change behavior.
Interesting. All right. Well, earlier this year at the Viking Cove Institute Leader Summit, you talked about how you see AI as an entry point to better understanding rather than replacing the advisor's role. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have financial coaches. We're a financial coaching company. We do not deliver financial advice. And we actually partner with advisors who have employers that want a combined solution so that, you know, we can work with the rank and file employees and then get them to a place where they're ready for the advisor and you know, make that handoff appropriately. With our coaches, even though they're not advisors, they are CFPs and they're coaching people, you know, they're just coaching a different population. And what we've found is that it is a circular kind of experience where someone goes in, chats with Amy, and then is prompted to chat with the coach, and they've gotten more comfortable at that point. And, you know, then they can literally chat with a coach. So a actual coach, then call a coach. And so we've seen that the technology has actually increased our call volume by 40% year over year among the same group of clients, which is pretty significant. The other thing it's done is with the user's permission, we're able to access, you know, where they're at from what they've, you know, the data they've given us in terms of, you know, what they've done financially, what their key issues are. So the conversations are much more elevated and that discovery process can be much shorter. On top of that, the coaches are able to then put action steps back into Amy so that, you know, after a coaching session, I can go back into Amy, check off the action step and progress in my journey. And it's just been, you know, we've seen, wow, it's been about 200% growth and engagement of Amy, but 40% growth of engagement on the coaching. And it's just, it's been a game changer for our business and our clients and just the results we've been able to affect with employees. So they go together. And there's tremendous efficiencies as well. We do have a platform that is able to pre-populate emails to our end users based on, you know, the phone call and their records and all of that. So it's, you know, starting from a pretty relevant point, and then the coaches are adapting that, you know, follow-up email and action plan instead of starting from scratch, you know, every single time. And that's been great as well. It's allowed them to really focus on what they do best, which is having these incredible conversations.
Right. Well, sounds like Amy's been very busy. Well, when dealing with financial matters, there's obviously a pronounced need for accuracy. So can you tell us about your safe approach to AI and how it prevents Amy from providing any erroneous information?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've been on this journey of AI for over 2 years now, before ChatGPT was, you know, well-known, certainly. So it takes, you know, a whole lot of time to kind of get to where we've gotten. But what we decided to do early on, even though we knew it would require much more work, was build a closed system where we're using AI transformer platforms to interpret financial questions, but those questions are all connecting to answers from articles that our CFPs, financial coaches, have written, have vetted, and, you know, have also evolved and changed and elevated, because sometimes taking something from an article is not the best way to answer questions. So what's fascinating is this is the other side of AI. The human training on this thing was, I mean, we're talking tens of thousands of hours of really, really getting it right and, you know, anticipating all the different questions people might ask based on, you know, the data we've had from financial coaching questions, you know, from Amy and so forth. So it took a long time to get to that point. Now we're at an exponential point because we have the foundation and the AI itself is getting smarter. So it's better able to, you know, answer the questions based on what it's learned about which question, what are the patterns in the questions that are good versus bad, you know, and so forth. So it's even able to fact check itself. It's fascinating.
That's amazing. Now, from more of a 10,000-foot view, how is AI changing financial services? Like, and how far along are we in this transition? What are some of the risks and opportunities it's bringing about for advisors in particular? And is it truly a potential game changer? Are you seeing that?
Yes. I mean, it's absolutely a game changer. I mean, I think this is very comparable to, and maybe even more powerful than, you know, the internet, right? becoming a thing, you know, that we all had to adapt to. And, you know, I feel like it's very pivotal crossroads. And I think everyone would say that. I think what is exciting is I'm starting to see more advisors move from a fear of this to embracing it. I think it goes fear, acceptance that, okay, it's here, it's not going away, and it's going to advance, and then embracing. And those that have embraced it are starting to think about how to use it for practice management. And we've seen a lot of advisors using it in similar ways that I talked about, where, you know, it can draft emails, it can consume documents and information, you know, and give you the ability to kind of ask and answer questions that otherwise might, you know, be very difficult to go through all of that, you know, documentation on your own. So we're seeing implementation kind of on the back end for efficiency. We are not seeing as much on the front end. And I think the challenge the financial services industry has in terms of delivering AI to consumers is compliance. And that is going to be a really difficult challenge. It's going to require a closed system, you know, whether it's ours or anyone's, it's got to be a closed system. And there's got to be a vetting process in place, because using OpenAI to answer financial questions, I mean, all you need is one or two of those to really be categorized as advice and be wrong, and you have a huge problem on your hands.
Definitely some legal issues there. All right. Well, we're obviously still in the early stages of AI adoption, and it's a rapidly developing field. Can you talk a little bit about the future and what's kind of next on the AI front for financial finesse?
We have this underlying data model that I don't know why, but it's called Zeppelin. And it has the ability to track all interactions a user has made with Amy and with financial finesse in general. And then, we're starting to leverage it to further personalize. We're just at the beginning stages of where that potentially could go. And also making the pattern recognition part of that, so that, you know, we start to know things that, like, if you go through this type of user journey, you know, in general, this is going to be the next best thing for you to receive, you know, as, you know, a notification or an action step. So it's, you know, process of taking what we've built and, you know, much more deeply personalizing. The good news is the foundation is there. So, you know, it's very interesting, this whole process. It's like, if you've ever been like on a construction site for a house, and a lot of times the things that look ugly and look like they take a lot of work don't. So you'll walk in, right? And you're like, oh, there's like, you know, this isn't finished, and there's these wires hanging out, and this doesn't look like it's done. And then 2 weeks later, it's a beautiful house, right? Because the foundation was all done. And I'm not trying to liken Amy to the, you know, the visual impact of that. But my point being that, you know, the hardest part of this whole process is building the right foundation, because if you do so, there are exponential gains that, you know, just start multiplying off of it.
Well, this is all very fascinating to me, and I really appreciate you taking the time to share your insights on AI with us today on the 401k Specialist Podcast. Liz Davidson from Financial Finesse, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Let's face it, retirement planning can be confusing. At Jackson, we're working to make retirement clear for everyone, starting with you. Our easy-to-understand resources and user-friendly digital tools help simplify your entire experience. You can have confidence in your retirement with clarity from Jackson. Seek that clarity you deserve at jackson.com. Jackson is short for Jackson Financial Incorporated, Jackson National Life Insurance Company, Lansing, Michigan, and Jackson National Life Insurance Company of New York, Purchase, New York.